people, now welcome, oh, welcome to another talk matter for that weekend character building program where we dey do, what we dey call Rivetics. My name now Professor Rosemary Ogu. I go school well, I be professor now for University of Port Harcourt. Then I dey do woman matter too for the teaching hospital, University of Port Harcourt Teaching Hospital. Today we don't come to talk our Rivetics matter. But before we begin, may we take that message, that ogbonge message from Her Excellency, our First Lady of River State, the mama, where start this our program, one way we dey call the initiator of Rive Ethics, Justice Mrs. Eberechi Suzette Inyesomwike.
Our better rivers people, I carry senior salute give honor today, and I welcome come another Rivers this weekend talk program on top radio where they help us arrange our character, make it better pass as the day before. I beg, make we remember say woman health now be our number one. Make we help women protect them, look and wear well. Today talk concern an international day of action for women's health with the show every year for May 28th. It don't pass more than 30 years with people everywhere for this week world, especially people where they do I no go gree waka on top things we concern women, them their rights of waiting them won't do with their body and their right unto to born pikin. Then don't they observe they celebrate so that it will make people understand say the right of woman to use her body do waiting she want and her right to choose to born pikin or not now the same right then be nothing fit divide that two human right. Today when it be like say plenty people for this world don't they take style they violent against woman them, right? Especially as it concern how she want to do her body and whether she want born or not, now it make it don't the important say we suppose ginger ourselves from our community come outside so that people no go return back all the rights we woman them don't fight to get, and also to add increased opportunity to get justice as it concern waiting woman won't do with her body and whether she won't born pikin or not. As it is so, the politics power of where woman them they live don't they slack more and more, so they it don't they more important not to give chance for anything we won't bring down woman them their right and their human right to decide anything we concern their body and their life without oppression, pressure and violence. If woman then get better health and balanced diet, plenty million of them no go dey suffer the kind suffer wey dem fit avoid, and plenty for not dey die before their time. Health service wey no too cost supposed to make sure say people no dey die anyhow. Sabi people don bring out report say coma wey dey affect pregnancy and problem when woman dem wan born na dem be the two main cause of the plenty death wey women dem dey die and wetin dey cause make their body no dey dey normal again for our community. Lack of better food na im be the main thing where they bring out sickness and death for women then. Fight, beat, and other oppression for house, alias domestic violence, and to by force woman them to do or witness anything we concern man to sleep woman, alias sexual abuse, to do woman circumcision, all these they make woman them suffer well, and are violent against woman them be that. Woman health, they involve plenty things we affect their body development, their social life, and culture. And all of them, they connect themselves. Plenty result go achieve if people support and increase health services where women them need, plus also to get opportunity to bring out better law and to make sure say people understand more on how to think and behave well about woman health. Even though them talk say woman them they live long past man, it no mean say they live better quality life. Even for country where woman them they live long past man, report don't come out we talk say as them they live long life so, na still them they sick pass, and na them they get body, we know the normal pass man them. The reason for this celebrate every year, na to touch light within they make woman them the day healthy, and na to discuss within they need for their health, and to advise on the way we no go too cost, and we go help them manage within they cause them problem and death. Make we hear within our talk person today, Guyanos on top today matter. Her name na Professor Rosemary Ogu. and she'll be expert consultant for the University of Port Harcourt Teaching Hospital, plus also the new presido of Medical Women's Association of Nigeria. We also get drama, where be Woman Matter, where Princess Amy Alagwa arrange give us. I beg, make we enjoy the program, learn better things from her. Our special reverse people, I beg, remember to always allow make your better character talk for you. I pray make Papa God bless on her and on her family member them. And make Papa God bless River State.
For waking me this morning. Please, Lord, touch Dr. Awaji to call me, to talk to me again.
This one, Lolo, is always doing like this whenever I want to have a good conversation with Merit. This objection is too much. I know what she's trying to do. But trying to scare her away won't work like that. Later, Lolo will be the same person to come out in public and say, nobody should be forced into a relationship. Hypocrites. Rubbish. Let me call my Merit.
Wow, it's even him. Thank God.
Good morning, Merit. Forget the formality. Richard. Please call me Richard. Or better still, Richie. Okay, darling? Hope you're doing well, Merit. I hope you're okay.
Very well. I'm so sorry about the other day, Dr. Awaji. No, sorry, I mean Richie. I don't know why Lolo did that, but I'm really sorry. You haven't even called for some time now.
Well, you will not blame me for that, Merit. But it's okay. I just want to take everything slowly for now. I feel quite uneasy whenever I feel the urge to call you. It seems like Lolo is standing right next to me. I just can't get over the embarrassment. But it's okay, darling. I hope you're fine.
I'm just worried, Dr. Awaji. But I believe everything will be fine.
Certainly, my love.
No matter what it takes,
you think you're okay,
you believe in well. No matter what they say, man, get up and kalangolo.
I think Merit will be the right fit for this program. I will make her my campaign manager for the Women's Matter Sensitization Program. Yes, I think she'll be best fit to represent and sensitize the masses. Let me even call her. I'm calling this girl and she's not picking. I know what's going on. Don't worry, let me call her again. Mary dear, how are you doing? I've been trying to call you since and your line was busy.
I'm very well, my queen. So sorry, ma. I was on a call with a friend of mine.
It's all right. I want to see you at the palace at noon.
Sure. I'll be there before noon. Anything for you, my queen.
Bye, Merit.
Bye.
I'm sure she was talking to that Dr. Awaji. That Dr. Awaji.
There must be something for us. I give you my formula.
Greetings, Your Highness.
Merit, thank goodness you are here. By the way, you sounded so happy over the phone line. What's the secret? Lolo wants to be happy as well.
It's nothing really. I was just happy to hear my queen, especially since you called. I felt so special.
Merit. That's nothing, my daughter. But the way it sounded. Anyway, actually, I called you here for an active representation to sensitize the women in this kingdom. But your line was busy. You were with that Dr. Awaji, weren't you?
You mean Dr. Richie? No, I was not with him.
Will you keep quiet? You even have a pet name for him now.
No, I mean Dr. Richard Awaji.
You are now addressing him on first name basis as well. And you are here thinking I don't know the games you're playing. See, this girl I just picked from the gutter and raised, though. You are now here challenging what I know.
But. Oh, you just laughed me.
What? I said, but what? After I invested so much in you, you are now looking for a way to frustrate the program I have planned to use as a medium to give women a voice and accurate education.
I'm so sorry, my queen.
Anyway, before you think me to be stupid, Alice is on her way. Ah, my king, you are here. Make our way.
Greetings, your majesty.
What's going on here? Why are you crying, Merit?
My lord, I was just discussing the launch of this sensitization program with her. She's shedding tears because Junior is away. You know she wants Junior to marry her.
Oh, her woman matter. You must be having a good time then with your amazing team. Especially when Merit is involved. But my queen, this is the essence of the program. Allowing her make her own choice of relationship. That includes who to marry.
My king, I wouldn't force her, you know. I'm surprised by how much she loved Junior to be so emotional as well.
That will be amazing if it's true. Anyways, I have cancelled meeting to attend right away. But make sure the women are not forced and treated as slaves by men in this program.
As His Majesty pleases. Bye, His Majesty.
And make sure you don't cry anymore. Merit, no one will like to see tears on your precious face.
Thank you, Your Majesty. Don't go for the ladder
where you take creature. One day you go need a...
Greetings, Your Majesty.
Ah, Alice, in there.
Abrahma, sir. My queen. Greetings, Your Highness.
You're welcome, dear Alice. How are you?
I'm fine, ma.
You're welcome again.
Thank you, ma.
You know, Alice, I want you to head the sensitization program for me concerning the International Day of Action for Women's Health.
Wow, really? Thank you so much, mommy.
Yes, dear. I actually wanted Mary to head that sensitization program, but she's been so emotional. Oh, girls in love. Yes. Junior is away.
I understand.
So, I want everyone to know that educating the girl child is important and to put an end to all forms of domestic violence. The central issue is women's rights and health in our contemporary world.
Exactly, Lolo. I think reducing poverty to the barest minimum is another way to address and ensure women's health.
You are right on track, my dear. You know, with good governance, visionary leadership, and above all, educating the girl child and giving them safety and fairness, you will arrest poverty, you know, before anyone says it.
Thank you, my queen.
You're welcome, Alice.
Merit, you have been quiet since. This is unlike you, especially when you're with the queen.
Alice and Merit, both of you are free to go now.
Yes, Lolo. Thank you so much, Lolo.
Thank you, my dear. You're welcome.
Bye-bye, ma'am.
Bye. Merit thinks she can play a smart one on me. Me. Lolo Nyekachi. Anyway, I will deal with her. Rubbish.
We'll get your back. This drama you just listened to is titled Woman Matter by Princess Emi Alagwa. Staring.
What look precious in Ninda as Merit?
Abrum Divine Favor Chinedu as Dr. Awaji.
OAP Gabriella Unyejiri as Lolo.
Honorable Brown Karibo Longjun as Izzy.
And your girl Princess Emi Alagwa as Alice. It was written by Tony, story by Princess Emi Alagwa and Tony, and it was directed by Princess Emi Alagwa. This kind woman matter. Now wow, happy weekend. Bye-bye.
Now welcome back, oh. If you just come, this na Rave Ethics on Radio. My name na Professor Rosemary Ogu. And I they talk about the topic where they talk about today, May 28, where they call International Day of Action for Women's Health. That time so, where they call 1987, we get one matter where they come do for far, far Costa Rica. Some people where they call Women's Global Network for Reproductive Rights. Now in the context, say, every year now for May 28th, they go to celebrate International Day of Action for Women's Health. This celebration now for the whole world, though. Since that time, for everywhere for this world, May 28th, now then they call International Day of Action for Women's Health. Some people, they call them International Day for Women's Health. So women, we're there all over the world. Men too. Papa, mama, brother, sister, all of them, they celebrate that day. Why, Kwano? Then they celebrate that day. Make people know about women's health and how their body go take their gidigba. And that day, so that May 28th, now reminder, make you remember, to people, where they all over the world, whether it be minister, whether it be president, whether it be governor, whether it be local government chairman, chairperson, councillor, king, chief, lawmaker, even the ones that they call international ogbonge agencies and corporations, all of them now to remember that May 28th, say, make them put mind for women's health and women's rights. Make them try to make sure, say, women's health and women's rights, they correct, they gidigba. Why then go they talk about women's health? Because, say, women's health, they impact on global concern for health. Women's health, they impact on global concern for population, for people to take their life, for development, for people to take develop, for people to take good, for things to take happen well. Women's health, they're very important for environment, kwa, so that you go get water to drink, you go get food to chop, you go feel sleep well, wake up, your body go there fine, yafun. You need women's health to good for all those things to happen. The same thing to what they call reproductive health. Now that part of health will be the central feature of development. My brothers, my sisters, our mama, papa, if reproductive health not de gidigba, wahala de o. Because now reproductive health, they tell us, they make us see how women they make us see how children picking them they make us see how young girl, young boy the one they call adolescence and adulthood. If the reproductive health not good, wahala dey o. If the reproductive health not good, the health of the next generation, as Oyibo dey talk am, will be in peril, will be in jeopardy. So sexual and reproductive ill health, then say for the entire world, now cause 1/3 of the global burden of disease for women where they born pikin, and 1/5 of the total global burden of disease for the whole population. So now very important matter now we want to discuss today. This sexual and reproductive health, they can wait for social, economic and human development. The highest level of health where anybody fit attain, now be this sexual and reproductive health and rights. And now social and economic imperative, because when will person get energy, when person they well, then the person fit do many things to make sure say development they can wait. My brothers and sisters, make we take short break, we dey come.
Hey, I catch you. Waiting be all this. Every time waka pium 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 pium, they find what you go talk about another man. A carry trouble for potomato they walk about. You know they tire. Go find better thing do. No paint person black so that it go better for you. You dey deceive yourself. Man we put your hand inside water with crocodile, they make feast. Waiting you dey find. Palava, you go get up. Half of do not dey inside. Put hand for ear. Leave trouble make you sit down in, oh no, you hear? No talks and no warn you.
Well, now welcome, oh. If you just tune in, this now Real Ethics on Radio. My name now Professor Rosemary Ogu. We dey talk about women's health and rights, about how things go take day gidigba, they can't wait so that world go good for all of us. So how we want to do them? We want to do them. This reproductive rights where we dey talk, now three broad categories, 9 day, oh. The right to say person gets reproductive self-determination. The right to say person they get services. If you want something, if you get them. If you want information, if you get them. And then they not go tell them say you be man, you be woman, you be boy, you be gay. No, you not come here. They discriminate. We don't want all those kind of things. Sexual and reproductive rights means say you feel make choice, so my brothers and sisters, you feel make choice. You get accurate information, eh? When you get the accurate information, you feel access the sexual and reproductive health services, including that one where they call contraception. If you choose who you want marry, eh? If you choose how many children you want born, if you choose when you want born them, maybe don't ever say you carry belly, you born finish now. You not fit pay money to come over hospital because you not get money. He go carry belly, he go marry because then force him into marriage. All those things not good. You have one will be say he not go school, he not finish school. Those things not good. So today will be International Day of Women's Health. We they talk say make everybody put eye down, make everybody listen. Woman, women health is different from men health. Women they suffer many things where men not they suffer. Now women they menstruate. Now women they carry belly. Now women they reach menopause. Eh? And now women come they do work for house or look after papa, look after mama, look after children, look after in-law. Eh? Come work for church too. Come work for community. So women they matter plenty. Make una help us, make we improve women health. So how can you help? You go do visionary leadership. Eh? You go make the money with the woman hand plenty. The one that they call disposable income. Eh? You go do things with honesty. Meritocracy, now you know that one now. You go give people where sabi something, you go give them work to do. Then the one where do the work where you go tell them thank you, you do the work where. Eh? All those things now they help to reduce poverty. If not, this poverty will all of us stay inside, so you not go finish. Not go finish. There are ways to reduce poverty now, so you both come. Good governance, visionary leadership, meritocracy, then education. Universal formal education will not go fit talk that one finish. It is very important. As you they listen to me, so if you they go school, make sure say you shine eye where, go to school where. If you not this school, find way to enter school. Find way to enter school. Universal formal education, primary education, they very important. Functional primary health care, make people know where to go to. The one way they your community, you they go there, you better pass. Some kind of bad things we will do for our culture, ethnic and religious influences, we need to overcome them. All those things not good. All those things they spoil matter. All those things they spoil home. Make we overcome adverse cultural, ethnic and religious influences. Make we make sure say enabling environment day for home, water, energy, transport, security. Security. All those things that our hand do. All those things that our hand not be only govo. Not be only govo. Another way to improve women's health. Now to give education. You see, sir, don't they talk education, education, education. Educate. They're very important. Contraception, another way to improve health. Born pikin because you ready. Because you go fit take off the pikin. Because you go fit pay for services. Because you go fit send them go school. Not born pikin just for burning sake, not good. So contraception, the way person fit use. If you never ready to born, use them. Any woman will get belly, go for antenatal. Antenatal, childbirth and postnatal care. Eh? All those are our facilities way there around us. Make we make sure say that they work. Eh? Then get medicines for them. So then get people where they look after a person where they sick. You go advocate. You too, you go fit. Advocate. Say this is not what we want. When then come village, come ask. Say, what do you people want? What do you now want? Make government do for now. You say our health center. Make sure say drug inside. The doctors, the nurses, the true way they there. Make sure say them get training. Because everyday training now we need. Eh? Make we try where we take do things, make it good. That one way that they call rape, bad thing. It can be prevented. So information, counseling and all that. Eh? Make we go on a short break. We'll be right back.
There's something we wanna say. Clean your compound every day. Don't throw refuse all over the street. Keep it tidy, keep it neat.
Clean. Stay clean at all times. Dirt breeds disease. Dispose of your garbage properly. There are dustbins everywhere where all rubbish should be dumped. But please, don't throw rubbish in the gutter. We want to build a healthy state where all can live healthier, happier lives.
If you take this advice you've been given, you'll be happy, really living a healthier and longer.
Now welcome. You just did join and now you're tuning. This is Reeve Ethics on Radio. My name now Professor Rosemary Ogun. We dey talk about things where go improve women's health. we dey talk about things where go build character. We dey talk about good attitude for our community so that life go dey kampe for all of us. Make we try as we dey home, as we dey work, as we dey anywhere to make sure say we dey go do prevention of cancers, reproductive health cancer, cervical cancer. You don't do your own, don't do your pap test. You don't go make them check your body. Go make them check you. By preventing cervical cancer, we dey improve women health. We dey make sure say the health dey gidigba. Make sure say you go the health facility where they near your house so that they go help you check immediately if anything dey wrong. They go correct them for you. Make sure say if you hear or if you know if rape happen for anywhere, say that person feel receive care, because as you treat the person dey better, even go feel give back to society. Person wey not well not feel give back to society. Yes, there's women's sexual reproductive health rights. That right means say you will get the right, you get responsibility. Make we know say as we dey do things, it dey affect everybody. If we do them well, it go better for all of us. Anything where we decide to do, it get implication for future and it get implication for our society at large. Make we take responsibility for the choices we dey make. Make we develop skills. Make we get good character. Make we dey listen to this real ethics on radio. Make we get better attitude. Our mama, the first lady of the state, the initiator of this Reef Ethics program, they come every week. They talk to us about things where we go do to improve our character. Make we listen. Make we do well. Na do well, oh. Na try.
My correct and confirmed Rivers people and beyond, now so Reef Ethics take bad break today, and I dey sure say the program don't touch your mind and make your life casual. As all of us dey gum body to make sure say our society na correct place for everybody. If you get wetin you no catch for today episode or other episode where we don't do before, you go fit go our website www.reefethics.com, go download today program or the one way we don't do before. Country people, no forget say to carry this program give your guy men for school or for your area now free of charge. That one means say you no go pay. Just go our website, arrange yourself. Just follow us, Gun Body, for Reef Ethics for Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Reef Ethics. You fit call us for our phone to ask any question for today's program or for any other one where you get within you know to grab. The number now 0704-605-1333 or 0701-247-0049. You fit also send us email for reefethics@gmail.com. Country people, this program, Reef Ethics, you fit listen to am on top 5 radio stations for Rivers State every Saturday. Nigeria Info 92.3 FM, 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Then on Sunday, them go play am by 12 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM, 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. Then go play am the same time again on Sunday. Radio 93.7, 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Then go play am again the same time on Sunday. Treasure 98.5 FM, 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Then go play am again by 5:30 to 6 p.m. on Sunday. For Wazobia 94.1 FM, 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Until next week, country people, with another person we go talk plenty sense for another matter. Make una no forget say the way we person they talk, na the way he they behave. So make una talk well and behave well. I wish all of una better and correct week ahead. I salute una.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.